And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me today. I have asked a dear friend to come back on our program to discuss this plandemic. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has been a guest many times, and I hope many more times. I enjoy his company. Pastor Baldwin, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
It's great to be with you, Jerry. Thank you for letting me come back on your program again.
Oh, I'm honored to have you on every chance I get. You know, I've read a bunch of your articles on this COVID fiasco, the plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it. And it seems that the entire global population has been placed into a medical experiment, hasn't it?
Exactly what's happened. You know, let's not forget that the granddaddy of what we now call Big Pharma is Bill Gates, Mr. Eugenicist himself. And I have documented in my columns, I'm sure you've covered it on your program, Bill Gates has a lifelong history of using experimental pharmaceuticals on third world country women and children, mostly. And the results of those experiments have been catastrophic. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, have been paralyzed. Some have become sterile, the women and girls. And many have been crippled, and many have died. And this has been going on, as I said, for decades. So Gates and Fauci, though he may be the highest paid employee in the federal government, and he is, his loyalty is not to the American people. His loyalty is to Bill Gates and Big Pharma. And they've been using these medical experiments in various parts of the world, especially India and Africa, like I said, for decades and decades. So this is not new for them. And for you to call it a medical experiment, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what this is. This drug is still in the experimental stage. There's absolutely no way of knowing what the short-term or long-term effects will be from this drug. Now, if the short-term effects that we're already seeing is any indicator of what's going to happen long-term, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, then it doesn't bode well for the people that are foolishly taking this shot. There's already been over 14,000 people that have died after taking the COVID vaccination. That's according to the VAERS report, which, of course, is a CDC report. So you know that if they're counting 14,000 deaths, the real number is many, many times more than that. There's been a million injuries, and some of them very, very serious. Anything from lung problems, liver problems, blood clotting. One doctor, he's also a medical scientist, came on recently and said that there has been a 20 times increase in cancer among the vaccinated people of the country. These are horrific numbers. And my column coming out tomorrow, I know this program may be delayed, but what's today? Today's the 21st, 22nd, so 23rd tomorrow. And it'll be archived, so if people hear this program later, they can go back and read it. I document that doctor's statistics. I also document the VAERS report that shows the increase in the number of deaths. And according to CDC from the COVID shots. It's an amazing. You see, over the last several years, I think the VAERS system was created in 1990, if my memory serves me correctly. And you can see a steady line of very minimal percentages down toward the bottom of the scale every year on this chart until you get to 2021. And then you will see a tremendous spike in the number of deaths in 2021 due to quote-unquote vaccine shots. And, of course, we know that's the COVID jabs that they're giving, which is nothing more than a gene therapy shot. It's not really a vaccine at all. But anyway, you can see the escalation of 2021 on that chart, and that'll be in my column that people can go to the website and look at. But the point is that the experimentation that is being forced on the world is putting trillions of dollars in the pathetic pathological pockets of people like Bill Gates and Tony Fauci. So this is, I believe, a part of a satanic system. As a preacher of the gospel, in my understanding of the Word of God, I see all of the signs and symptoms of an Antichrist spirit at work here. And so, I think that the Christians that are going along with this are not only going along with a bad, horrific, terrible medical experiment, I believe they're also participating in an Antichrist system that is intended to slave the entire world.
I agree. I have spoken with Dr. Kerry Mata, and it's this jab with the Lucifer race that Gates has developed with his scientists that he's funded is very similar to the Mark of the Beast. And it saddens me that it appears that the majority of the churches have been co-opted. They're led by cowardly pastors, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is the thing that I find most frustrating, and I know you do too, is the way that the Christians and the Christian ministers have gone along with this. In fact, I'll make the statement and say that if the churches and the evangelical leaders and the typical, the Franklin Graham, the Robert Jeffress, and these types, if they had have taken a stand against this narrative back in the beginning, if they would have recognized it for the evil that it is and would have encouraged the church to resist it, it would have never gotten off the ground. I really believe that when you're looking for a place to put the blame for this COVID crisis, quote unquote, that is now upon us, I believe you have to put it at the doorstep of the churches. If the churches had resisted in mass and said, we will not submit to this tyrannical system. We will not submit to these mandates, these forced masking and social distancing and now the shots. If they would have resisted from day number one, it would have never got off the ground. It really wouldn't. The reason this is successful from their point of view is because they co-opted, to use your word, they co-opted the churches. And just the other day, Robert Jeffress was all over the media on, I think, Fox News, saying that there is no religious exemption to these shots, that there's nothing in the Bible, there's nothing in a religious conviction arena that would cause someone to have to not take the shot. In fact, he went on record as saying that his church, First Baptist Dallas, is taking a stand that we will not provide religious exemptions for any of our people, and we will tell them that there is no religious exemption, and the Bible tells you to take the shot, and you should take the shot. And, I mean, that's how blind, if not blind, that's how greedy they are to suck up to the king's table and be a part of the system. Either way, the result is the same, because the church is gullibly going along following these Pied Pipers in the pulpits that are leading them to a path of destruction. So again, I repeat that if it wasn't for the pastors and the evangelical churches a year and a half ago falling down on their knees or lying prostrate in front of this Antichrist system, it would have never gotten off the ground. So the biggest blame for this is the church. And for Christian people who really understand the truth, who understand the wickedness of the system, who understand the danger of these shots and what they're doing to themselves, their families, their loved ones, their friends, and more than that, the way that they're selling their soul to this evil system, compromising every principle of truth found in the Bible that you could talk about. If they don't start getting out of these churches where pastors are falling in line with this evil system, if they don't get out, then I fear for great spiritual tragedy in their lives, because they're following liars. They're following false prophets. And they're going to be, and you know, like Jesus said, the blind lead the blind. They both fall in the ditch. And that's where they're headed if they keep following these kind of pastors. So the best thing they can do is get out of these churches and try to find a pastor who is a real man of God and who speaks the truth in the pulpit, and get behind that truth and start promoting the truth. And then you can start helping your friends and loved ones to awaken to the reality of this situation.
It's almost as if they have turned their back on the gospel and bowed to our government and these lukewarm pastors. And we both know what the Bible says about being lukewarm. It should be enough to scare the hell out of these people and get them back on that narrow path and put their trust in God and not these false teachers. And in one of your articles, I love that you quoted 1 Timothy 6, verse 20, avoiding the profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. Mm-hmm. This whole scamdemic, I mean, they haven't isolated this virus.
Right.
So it's lie upon lie upon lie. And my question is, you know, we were told by Biden that it wouldn't be mandated, this jab, because I can't call it a vaccine. I refuse. This jab, gene therapy shot, whatever you want to call it. Biden said he wouldn't do it. His administration has echoed what he said. They wouldn't force a mandate. Fauci is on record saying this. The Surgeon General, part of Biden's, part of Biden's administration said that there would not be a mandate. Yet, last week or so, Biden comes out and with this executive order, which he has been wont to do, with companies over 100 employees must get the vaccine. And this all comes out. What people didn't realize was Congress is exempt from having to get this vaccine. Their staffers are exempt from having to get this. If the employees of these big corporations don't get this jab, they have to submit to a PCR test every week. And we both know those are bogus. Do you believe that this jab could be part of a sterilization project to reduce the world's population that the elite have pumped for years?
Well, sterility has always been part of the adverse reactions that have taken place in the experimental pharmaceuticals that Gates and his cohorts have used in the past. And I'm starting to hear reports. Of course, it's really early. You know, this is just, we started giving the shots in, January of this year. So it's still relatively early to determine the extent of that particular reaction, but I'm beginning to hear from doctors that sterility is looking like that is becoming a problem among some of the women that are taking the shot, along with the other things that we mentioned a few minutes ago. And I want to make just a point on what you said there a minute ago about the whole Antichrist element of it. I mean, you would think that when the shots started to become mandatory, either at the corporate level or at the governmental level, that Christians, especially pastors, would see the light, that, you know, that a light bulb would go off and say, wait a minute, this is eerily similar to what we read about in the book of Revelation. And the fact that it resembles, takes on the model of an Antichrist system should be enough in and of itself to reject and resist not only the shot, but the narrative. You would think that would be the reaction, but it hasn't. They have absolutely denied any comparison between the narrative of COVID and the narrative of the Antichrist system found in the book of Revelation. And, of course, there's only one explanation for that, only one. And that is these evangelicals are immersed in the Schofield futuristic view of prophecy. They have bought into the Israel-based Christian Zionist views of prophecy. And the rapture theory and everything associated with Israel has totally, thoroughly blinded them to the Antichrist activity going on in the world today. I mean, the Apostle John, when he wrote his epistles of John, talked about the spirit of Antichrist being at work in his generation. He said, even now are there Antichrists in the world. And he spoke several times in his epistles about the current work of Antichrist in the world. And yet, Christians, because they have been propagandized by Schofield's notes, and they've listened to, you know, the Christian Zionist preachers on television, the Tim LaHayes and the Jeffries and all of these, you know, evangelicals who tout this false rapture, premillennial Israel-based prophecy doctrine. Well, that's all future. You know, that can't be a work of Antichrist because we haven't been raptured yet. And none of this can happen until we're raptured. And so they have been lulled to sleep in this false faith system, and they really cannot see the Antichrist activity going on right in front of their eyes. And when they see it, they don't identify it as an Antichrist action. They have been so indoctrinated under Romans chapter 13 to submit to the government, no matter what, that is they are going to fall down and obey the governmental system, no matter how evil, no matter how wicked, no matter how satanic it is, because of those two doctrines, the Romans 13, the misinterpretation of Romans 13, and the false prophecy doctrines of Cyrus Schofield, have created a blindness in the evangelical church that has taken away their salt. And, you know, Jesus said when the salt has lost its saltiness, it's henceforth good for nothing but to be thrown out and trodden under the foot of men. And that's what's happening. The church is being trodden under the foot of tyrants because they've lost the saltiness of the Christian faith. And the saltiness has been removed because of the indoctrinations of Romans chapter 13, their misinterpretation thereof, and the false prophecy doctrines of Schofield. That 1-2 punch has completely neutralized the church, Jerry. They cannot see it. And that's why when you try to talk to them, you're talking to a blank wall. You're talking to people that cannot hear. What Jesus said, they hear, but they hear not. Seeing, they see not. They have no comprehension of the spiritual truth of what is facing them because of these indoctrinations. So when we look at the real cause, the real root cause of this, and the real disaster that is happening in front of us, it is a spiritual one, much more than it's a medical one. That's bad enough. But more than that, this is a spiritual surrender. It's a spiritual defeat where the church has lost the spiritual acumen, sagacity to understand the nature of evil and to understand the truth of righteousness and to be able to draw that line in the sand like we've always done through thousands of years of church history, but now are no longer able to do so. So I think you touched on it a few minutes ago, and I think that is the real tragedy of this entire story.
You know, we know that Satan and his minions will twist Scripture. And this Romans 13 issue, I believe, is front and center with this 501c3 and evangelical preachers with this false doctrine that they're spewing everywhere. And I talked about this with Pastor Butch Paul last week. We talked about the tickling of the ears. They're giving the people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. And with the seminaries being infiltrated with this Christian Zionism doctrine and the government with the 501c3, we can't say anything bad about this, and Israel is God's chosen people and blah, blah, blah. But Satan has twisted this scripture, Romans 13, into making people believe that the powers that are put in office are the end-all, be-all and have been ordained by God, but they're supposed to be doing good works, not the stuff that Biden and Trump and the Bushes and Clinton and all of them have done. They have been a detriment to our country.
My attorney son and I wrote a book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we go into detail, show from the scripture, both testaments, how that God never, ever, anywhere commanded his people to submit to unrighteous government, that the conditions of government are obviously dependent upon the jurisdictional authority that they've been given by God. And the book has sold out, but I have a series of sermons, four on one DVD, in which I take a digested version of the book and I put it in those four messages, and so that's still available for people, and I would highly encourage your listeners to get that DVD. I delivered that several years ago, but it's just as relevant today as it was the day I delivered it. In fact, maybe even more so because of all this that we're talking about.
Amen.
But we talked about the Romans 13 issue, which is a major issue in the church. There's no question about it. They've been completely duped by false prophets. Again, most of them Christian Zionists that promote the Romans 13 falsehood. They're the same people that are promoting both doctrines. Anybody who thinks that the state of Israel is a free society, they've been duped beyond description. I mean, the state of Israel is a military police state. And we have a man, just for an example for your listeners, our Sunday broadcast that we broadcast, LibertyFellowshipMT.com, live stream, and of course all of our messages are archived online. But our live stream messages reach all over the world, including in Palestine and surrounding areas. We have a fairly large following among the people that live in Palestine.
Praise Jesus.
And not too many months ago, a man that I will not name, I don't want to further risk his life, received Christ as Savior. He was an Israeli Jew who listened to us and received the Lord. After he got saved, Jerry, this young man really got on fire for the Lord. I mean, he had a conversion that was just dramatic, and he started witnessing for Christ and telling his friends, and you know, he got a hold of some gospel literature and he began passing out tracts and stuff like that. And I mean, in no time, the military police in Israel, you know, they began to beat him up. They began to threatened him. They arrested him. They put him in jail. They denied him food. You know, they've really persecuted this young man horribly. It's just like right out of the New Testament book of Acts. And that's the way it is for any Israeli Christian. They'll put up with the Yankee tourists, the Christians that go to visit the quote unquote Holy Land. They'll put up with us because they want our money. And so they'll hide the truth of what really goes on in Israel so that the Western Christians will keep traveling there and spending their money. But if you're a born-again Israeli in Israel, you have a very, very difficult life. You will be persecuted. You will be beaten. You will be jailed. You will be threatened. And this young man has gone through this. And, you know, his eyes are wide open to the system, the beastly system in Israel. And he understands the truth about God's people and the promise to Abraham being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And everything that you and I try to educate people about. Here, this young Israeli Jew, now a born-again Christian, he knows more about the proper theology of the doctrines of Israel and related subjects than the vast majority of THDs that are preaching in the churches and seminaries in America. And it's just amazing to me how that this falsehood has so permeated the evangelical churches. To me, it has to be a devilish blindness that has fallen over the church. Of course, we have to acknowledge that there's a lot of people in the church that are not saved. There's a lot of people that are not truly born again. They're easy victims for the evil one. But even people that are born again, it's possible for us to fall into bad doctrine and to follow bad spirits. I mean, if that were not the case, then why is there so much warning in the New Testament about not following bad doctrine and not following evil spirits, etc.? So it's obviously the apostles were warning the Christians of that era, look, it is possible for you to fall in with these wrong spirits and these wrong doctrines. And so we're encouraging you, and they go into the reasons why we need to walk with God and know the Bible and so that we wouldn't fall prey to these falsehoods. So I think there's a lot of Christians that are involved in these falsehoods, just like there's a lot of pretending Christians that are in it. But the bottom line, I think that this is a spiritual issue first and foremost. I don't think it's mainly a medical issue. I don't think it's mainly a political issue, although the enemy is using medical tyranny and governmental tyranny in this system that's being constructed. No doubt about it. But I still think that the major part of this issue that we're dealing with is spiritual in nature. And it can only be fought and resisted from a spiritual perspective. And that's why the church is so important. And that's why I go back to what I said. If the churches hadn't have fallen victim, the pastors hadn't have fallen victim to this falsehood, this would have never gotten off the ground. But because they have, it has, you know, saturated the entire planet. But again, it's a spiritual blindness. It's a spiritual tyranny, and it can only be addressed with spiritual truth.
Amen. Well, Pastor Chuck, we've blown through 30 minutes, my friend. I appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. I want everybody to go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Sign up for his newsletters. Check out the products that Pastor Baldwin has for you. Well, we're going to take a brief pause, and when we come back, we've got a whole lot more to get to. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. Got an outstanding documentary done by award-winning filmmaker Paul Wittenberg entitled COVID Land Episode 1, The Lockdown. On March 11, 2020, the World Health Organization declared a pandemic under the pretense of a novel coronavirus that they falsely claim had a death rate of 3.4%. More than 190 member countries of the World Health Organization imposed lockdowns, putting most of the global population under strict martial law. Unscientific lockdowns proved to be a lucrative business model for the global elite, expanding their wealth by $5 trillion and adding one new billionaire every 17 hours throughout the year. Meanwhile, the World Bank says that as many as 124 million people went into extreme poverty. Were lockdowns justified? The official data for 2020 does not show a statistically relevant increase in aggregate deaths. This is the first episode of the COVID Land series, and it exposes the fraud behind the COVID numbers and explores the economic repercussions and human cost of lockdowns that will echo for generations. 94-minute documentary. We're only asking $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $25 for COVID Land, The Lockdown. You can get your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Our regular phone number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for the documentary on our main page. If you want to order this by mail, you can send a check, money order, or cash, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Chuck Baldwin. Pastor Baldwin, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Great to be with you, Jerry, as always.
One of the questions that's nagging at me, are we being segregated between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed?
Well, I think just about everybody can see that the obvious answer to that question is yes, we are. And I believe that is a part of the plan and has been from the beginning, actually. But yeah, whenever you start having entertainment centers such as baseball stadiums or basketball stadiums or sporting events in general or theatrical events, et cetera, and the people that show a vaccination passport sit in one section and the people that do not have that passport sit in another section. The first section is not required to wear a mask. The second section is, and you know, things of that nature. I mean, obviously you can't fly on certain airlines, if not all of them, if you don't are willing to wear a mask. And the people that aren't willing to wear a mask, they're not able to fly. So, well, I've even heard of churches. It's disgusting to even say this, but I've heard of churches that are doing the same thing in their congregations. They have sections of the auditorium that are reserved for people that have the vaccination and other parts of the auditorium for people that don't. And, you know, so we are beginning in that same process that all totalitarian regimes have employed, whether it was Stalin in Russia or Hitler in Germany or Mao in China, where you are separating the people that you want to silence and eventually get rid of from the people that are willing to bow down to the state. And the first thing you have to do is separate, segregate, isolate, and then you start shaming them. And, you know, we're hearing Joe Biden and a whole bunch of other politicians in Washington get up and trying to shame those of us who have not been vaccinated as if we're the cause of all the distress and destruction and so forth going on in the world. that fits the pattern as well. So I think that this is very much following the totalitarian plan for conquest, and it's happening right in front of our very eyes.
I've heard of churches where they will not even allow so-called members to attend if they haven't been vaccinated.
You know, I've heard that too. And that's right. I've heard of some churches doing that.
And the fear that they have allowed to creep into the church and into the flock, they're promulgating this fear, and it's baseless. In my estimation, it's baseless.
Well, I think what we have the Lord is doing his own separating. You know, he talked in his word about the separation of the sheep from the goats and the separating of the wheat from the chaff. I think that we're seeing some of that happening right now. I mean, I believe it's also a winnowing process from the spiritual side as well. And the forces of evil have their agenda, but God is always at work and has his plan. And, you know, for the last 50, 60 years, we've created a church that is so soft and shallow that many of our churches, especially the big ones, are filled with shallow people who are there for the experience. They're there for the light show. They're there for the music. They're there for the dancing. They're there for the emotional high that they get out of the worship experience. It's all about experience with many of these church services. And and then the preaching has become so shallow and weak and absolutely meaningless that the church is filled with people that don't even have the basic understanding of what Jesus meant when he said, take up your cross and follow me. And as a result of that, I think that along with all the evil nature that all of this is producing, I believe that God is at work behind the scenes, and he's doing his own winnowing process, separating the people that are genuine, the people that are real, from those that are phony and false.
Mm. Now, this gene therapy that they're mandating, if it works so well, why are they forcing this on people?
You know, I've asked that from day number one. You know, if the people were convinced that this was something that was good for them, you wouldn't have to bribe them. You wouldn't have to coerce them. You wouldn't have to intimidate them. You wouldn't have to threaten them to take it. But the problem is that instead of the medical professionals and the political establishment and the media being honest with people and doing everything above board and doing it according to the normal processes that normally take place whenever a new vaccine is introduced. They've lied, they've obfuscated, they've tried to, you know, use shell games on us, they've falsified statistics, they've manipulated statistics from the very beginning. I mean, from the very beginning, we had a medical doctor at Liberty Fellowship that got up in April of 2020, so this is just a month into it, and she used the CDC's own statistics to show how that they had been manipulating the death rate associated with COVID. She showed how that people that were dying, quote unquote, of COVID were actually not dying of COVID. They had comorbidities that of which the so-called COVID was part of, but that their real source of death was something other than COVID, that they had many other diseases. In fact, in the early days, the statistics coming out of Italy, coming out of France, and other parts of Europe were showing that 94-95% of everybody that was dying of quote-unquote COVID was actually dying of multiple diseases which of course was a blatant obfuscation or even lie of the statistics whenever they claimed that it was COVID. And since that time, they have tried to associate every death with COVID, every death that they could. We've heard crazy stories, you know, like the guy in Florida that was killed in a motorcycle accident, and on his death certificate said he died of COVID. You know, and there were several examples of that. But the point is that they have lied to us. They have obfuscated the truth from day number one. And then plus the very fact the creation of a new vaccine takes many, many, many years. I mean, you're talking on an average 10 years to take a new vaccine from all the trials and bring it to a place where that you can start injecting it into people with any kind of assurances of safety. And, you know, they did this in 6 months. And, of course, since they've started the injections in January of this year, the CDC's own VAERS report says there's been over 15,000 people that have died after taking the vaccine. And you got to understand that that is about 10% of the total because of the way they collect the data. A lot of times the data isn't collected at all. It's a voluntary system. Nobody's required to report any deaths to the VAERS system at the CDC. Many doctors, whenever someone dies, they don't associate the death with the shot. They may not even have known the person had the shot or whatever. And so it's estimated that the 15,000 is actually about 10% of the total, which would mean 150,000 people have died after receiving the COVID shot. And plus the number of injuries that have taken place, according to the VAERS report, is around 1 million people. And that would be anything from maybe a mild reaction to paralysis or blood clots or severe diabetes or any kind of injury that would cripple a person for the rest of their life. I mean, there's been at least 1 million of those kind of injuries. Well, the news of this has been leaking out from independent media ever since it started. And by now, people have reached the conclusion, many of us, that this vaccination, which isn't really a vaccination, as you just noted, isn't safe. Not only is it unnecessary, you're talking about a virus, the so-called COVID virus, that has a survival rate of over 99%. And so here we are. We are, you know, we're changing the entire world. We're turning the world upside down. We are ruining people's lives, jobs, careers. We're firing people from their positions. Hospitals are losing doctors and nurses and trying to fill it with medically untrained National Guard. We have pilots and traffic controllers that are using sick time and vacation time to boycott the mandates in the airline companies, disrupting the entire travel. And so we have hundreds and hundreds of cargo ships on both sides of the coast that are sitting out there in the water, and they can't unload the goods, many of them essential items, because they can't find the people to work to do it. There's no new cars and the new car lots for the lack of the supply chain and the employees to supply the material, especially the computer chips for the vehicles. Yeah, people that are going to stores, you go to Walmart at any given day and the shelves are half filled at best. And then you'll stand in line for 30 minutes because there's only two or three cashiers there to check you out. I mean, the whole world has been turned upside down over a virus that 99.5% of the people who get it survive. And then they want to mandate this shot that itself is contributing to people's deaths and people's health problems. And then that when it starts getting into the minds of the American people that, hey, this is wrong, or not just American people, all around the world, this is wrong, we're not going to do it, it's not honest, it's not truthful, it's harmful, I don't want it, and I'm not going to take it, And then they start trying to bring out the mandate of law to force people. I mean, so you can see why this is going the way it's going. You can see why this is not going to turn out well.
Yeah. The thing that slays me is Congress exempted itself and the staff from having to take this jab, but we're forcing airline pilots, air traffic controllers, firefighters, nurses, doctors, the people that were on the front line in 2020 are being fired now because they don't want to take the jab. And the hypocrisy of this entire ordeal is front and center for those who have eyes to see.
Yep.
The fact that the abortionists out there are screaming, my body, my choice. And, oh, woe be to those in Texas who can't get an abortion after 6 weeks now. And we got to kill babies, my body, my choice. But that flies out the window when it comes to this jab. You don't have a choice. You're going to take the jab, except for the elite. So
it's interesting that you said that, Jerry, because I'm putting a list together in my column that I'm writing this week. All of the U.S. Congress plus their staff, House and Senate, are exempt from the jab. 6,000 White House employees are exempt from the jab. 2,500 Pfizer, 1,500 Moderna, 120,000 Johnson & Johnson employees are exempt from the jab. 15,000 CDC, 14,000 FDA employees are exempt from the jab, and on and on. So your point is well made.
All of those that participated in the theater of getting this so-called jab, how many of those got a placebo, the members of Congress?
Yeah, I would say most of them. I would say most of them, including Joe Biden.
So would I.
what a shock. You saw that news clip, right? It looked like he was at the West Wing of the White House, and it was come to find out they panned out with the camera, and it was all a prop.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a prop. It was not even real. I mean, if he can't even tell the truth about where he is when he's getting the jab, and we're supposed to believe him that he got a real jab.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those big shots have gotten the real thing.
I don't think so either. With the number of adverse reactions that are out there, somebody would have come down with a reaction. And I was watching, I follow a gentleman by the name of Matt Walsh on Twitter, and he has addressed a number of school boards. He said something very poignant, and I want to share it again. I shared it last week with my listeners, but he said that something like 400 children died from the flu last year or the year before COVID. But how many of you on the school board mandated masks for the flu? How many parents made their children wear masks because of the flu? Nobody. So the fact that they know masks don't work, it's all theater. It's a fallacy. And then I read that the CDC is putting together relocation camps for high-risk individuals.
Yeah, I wrote about that in my column a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's correct. That's on their agenda. It's going to be interesting to see how successful they are in implementing it. That's going to be interesting. But yes, it is a part of their overall plan to at some point take people away from their homes and to put them in relocation centers. That is the ones who are not vaccinated.
Hmm.
So you're right. I wrote about that in a column a few weeks ago at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. It's still up there. If people want to go to my website, they can find that. It's in the archive. It's a couple months ago, I think, when I wrote that.
I constantly go to your archive, Chuck.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I love to go and just refresh and reread. You know, it's funny. I don't read any of the things that I write. I write them, and then I move on. But, you know, I'm constantly looking for information. And, you know, it's surprising how many things that you catch that you may have missed the first time. The same thing happens when I read the Bible. Because I'll read it, and then I'll read it again 3-4 months later, the same chapter, same verses, and something just snaps. And it's like, you know, I know the Holy Spirit is our teacher, but things come into focus. And so, yeah, I'd love to go to Chuck Baldwin Live and check out the
Well, thank you. And while you were talking, I found the date. I wrote that on Thursday, August the 12th.
Okay.
So, and yeah, the title of the column was CDC Planning Green Zone Relocation Camps for People at High Risk for the Coronavirus. And I give chapter and verse and everything.
And the sheeple are following and taking this hook, line, and sinker without a second thought. They don't think for themselves. And, you know, we can blame part of that on the education system because we don't teach critical thinking anymore. But we have become a group of, well, you know, I keep saying it's sheeple. We just don't think for ourselves. And, you know, it seems to me that Big Pharma is leading everyone by the nose ring. State, local, federal, every facet of government is being led by Big Pharma, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, including our military. I mean, who would have thought that we would ever see the day when highly trained, highly skilled, the bravest, the best fighting men that we have, and maybe you could say in the world, are being demoted and threatened with expulsion from service over their refusal to take a shot. Then that's exactly what's happened. So many of the special forces units, I'm told, are not taking the shots that they're having to completely reorganize their special teams, like the SEALs and the Rangers and the Berets and all those guys. But there's so many guys that are not taking it, so now they're pulling them back from their units. Well, you just don't fill a SEAL team by going out into, you know, the population and saying, hey, well, you know, will you six guys come and fill, you know, SEAL Team 4? You just don't do that. These guys, there's no. There's no military man in the world that goes through more intensive training, plus the winnowing process of even being able to qualify for one of these units is arduous, of course. And you just can't pick up anybody and say, okay, you're a Ranger or you're a Green Beret. So the process has been very, very long and very arduous as it's supposed to be, and then the training after that is so specialized and skilled that it takes, you know, so long to and so much money to train these guys. And just overnight, because of this politically correct shot, you're going to completely disrupt the entire special forces of the United States military because a sizable number of them won't take the shot. So that now they're trying to reorganize the units, which is almost impossible, at least and come up with the same number. It's going to be a much smaller number, whatever they're left with. And then this is true throughout the military, not just in special forces. There's a lot of guys. I'm reading reports that anywhere between a third and 40% of the U.S. military troops are refusing the vaccine. So we are jeopardizing military readiness over a shot. We're jeopardizing military cohesion over a shot. And so, yeah, it's being run by Big Pharma. Big Pharma is in control of Congress. They're in control of the business establishment in this country. Look at your major corporations that are, you know, Biden got up and said every company with 100 employees or more has to require mandates. Okay, he said that verbally, but there has been nothing in writing since. OSHA has not come up with a written policy. Biden has not even put his executive order in print. It's all verbal at this point, which means it's a bluff. It's not even the law. It's not even legal yet. And yet, just based upon the words, the spoken words of Biden, these big multinational companies are bowing down and creating all the havoc that you talked about earlier with the pilots and things in their corporations. You know, some companies are losing tens of thousands of employees. I mean, you go to an average restaurant and half the restaurant is blocked off because they don't have enough servers to serve the entire restaurant. You go to a store and they've cut back their hours because they don't have enough employees to staff the store all day long. Everywhere you go, there's a manpower shortage that is all-time high in this country. We have never, ever, even during the Depression, had the kind of manpower shortages that we have now. And it's all caused by Big Pharma and this whole COVID narrative. And it's not, and the part of the executive order at this point is not even a law. It's not even a law. And yet the companies are just can't wait to bow down and take their companies into bankruptcy over a shot. And it is in my mind, Jerry, I tell you, I truly believe this. The only explanation for this is a demonic, supernatural work of evil that God has allowed to envelop not just the country, but the world. I believe this is part of the deception that the Bible talks about, that in the Word, that people would be deceived, and a great deception. And I think that's what's happening here. You cannot explain this in natural terms. It's just not even natural that you would have this kind of reaction, repercussion, ramification from something so absolutely bizarre. And yet it is, it's reality. So I believe it is a satanic deception that God has allowed to take place. And that's why I believe that the answer has always been from the pulpits, because it is the responsibility of the preachers to preach the truth and help people open the eyes against evil through the illumination of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the Word. And when preachers are not doing that, the scales are still on the eyes of the people, and they're still blind. If the preachers would get up and preach the truth, the scales would fall off, the illumination of truth would be revealed to them, and I believe that we could end this almost overnight if the preachers of America would just stand up and start preaching the truth. But they're not doing it. Instead, they're going along with it. They're going along with the satanic system, and maybe their eyes are just as blind as anybody else's blind. So if that's the case, then you've got the situation that Jesus spoke of, the blind are leading the blind, and both are falling into the ditch. But any way you look at it, this is a spiritual attack, and it can only be fought from a spiritual perspective, and that puts it squarely on the responsibility of the pulpits.
Yes, sir. We have been lulled to sleep by an antichrist system. That's
indeed.
That's what it is. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for being a guest on Power Prophecy. I always look forward to our visits.
Thank you. I do too. I appreciate very much being with you again, Jerry. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great day. That's going to take care of our program this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Chuck and I for this hour. And I pray you'll tune in again next week at the same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.